Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Cindy Wasilewski, W-A-S-E-L-E-S-K-I. On 10/24/24, Mrs. Wasilewski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, although the forced vital capacity normalized. Compared to a prior study dated 1/24/24, there's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 10/24/24, Mr. Chapman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/18/24, there's been significant improvement. Period, new paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen with a K, Lee. This goes to Dr. Gonzalez. On 10/24/24, Mrs. Lee performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 6/22/23. There has been significant improvement. Period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Constance Parrish. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 10/24/24, Mrs. Parrish performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/23/24. There's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.